I'm Amber.
And I'm Cassie. And we're the hosts of
Stream Between the Lines. Join us as we dive deeper and take a closer look at your favorite streaming shows.
Welcome back to Stream Between the Lines. Today we'll be discussing The Umbrella Academy Season 2, Episode 7, Oga for Oga.
So on the beginning of this episode, Five arrives to a lodge in Wisconsin in the year 1982 for the commission's board meeting. He goes up to this lady at the Wisconsin Polka Association and he asks for the Midwest Soybean Association. She thinks he's looking for his mom, and so she's being all cutesy with him and like treating him like a kid. And he asks her for some change for some of the dollars that he has. And she goes and gets some change. And she says that she has just enough. He's in luck. And he responds with, "Some say the best luck is to die at the right time." Which that's not something you hear a child say every day. So that's just Five for you.
Yeah, that's for sure. And right as he says this, there's a taxidermy, like I guess you'd call it sculpture. Not really a sculpture, but just a taxidermy display of a bobcat chasing a rabbit. Like, it's right where he's about to attack it. And to me, this feels like foreshadowing for what he is about to do in the boardroom.
Yep, like the whole board is maybe the rabbit.
Yeah, they have no idea it's even coming. Because I feel like a rabbit is just would just be sitting there. It has no idea a bobcat is sneaking up behind it, so...
Yeah, just minding its own business, doing its rabbit thing.
Eating some lettuce.
So, Five, before he goes and does his thing, he goes and tries to get something from the vending machine and starts throwing a fit and breaks the glass because the candy bar that he wants isn't coming out. And then he grabs an axe and he walks in on the board meeting. AJ immediately is scared and he asks for someone to call security, and Five just starts teleporting and slaughtering everybody in the room. It's so quick that some of them like don't even seem to have a reaction because it's so quick. Then that polka lady from earlier comes in after he murders everybody in the room, and she is mad about the vending machine. Like, does she even notice all the carnage around her?
I know, like, wouldn't you be a little concerned that everyone's dead and he obviously did it? Like, she just is completely clueless, like, no situational awareness whatsoever.
Because I feel like at that point, the vending machine is the last thing on your mind. There's, like, a bunch of dead people who got murdered viciously by what looks like a teenager.
I know, I'd say you can break as many vending machines as you want as long as you don't kill me.
Exactly. But she just cares about the vending machine, so I guess maybe she's seen some things that we just don't know that she's seen.
Yeah.
So then Five catches up to AJ because he's the only one who hasn't been killed yet, and AJ tries to bargain with him, but Five ends up smashing the glass that's holding AJ, and he just flops on the ground. And then we get that cool opening sequence with the little umbrella in the reflection, or not really the reflection, but like in AJ's eye. It's like all mechanical. And I thought that was really cool.
So then catching back up with Klaus and Ben at the cult mansion, Klaus says that Ben can't use his body ever again. Like, hey, don't pull that stunt. But Ben is sitting there waiting for him to fall asleep. He's like, you're going to have to fall asleep eventually. You're going to have to just surrender to it. And Klaus keeps fighting sleep, and he's trying to explain to Ben that he just really wants to save Dave, and he's very upset about it. And Ben now is like, well, now you know how I feel. Like, you know, I'm always completely powerless, and I just have to sit here and watch things happen. And now you get a taste of that. And Klaus actually realizes, like, wow, you have a good point there, Ben. I guess that really does stink to have that happen all the time and just sit back and watch. So that's good that he finally maybe understands a little bit. So then Ben says, well, you can make it up to me. Can I just use your body just for a few minutes? Because I really want to talk to Jill. And Klaus doesn't even know who Jill is. Little does he know, he definitely knows who she is, but he doesn't know her from anyone else. And Klaus is like, okay, I guess you can talk to her. You can use my body for a little bit, but we need some ground rules.
So we go over to the ranch where we see Sissy, Vanya, Harlan, and Carl finishing up their dinner. Sissy wants Vanya to come with her to Harlan's appointment, but Carl says that he needs her to give him a ride to a business meeting. You can kind of feel the tension in the room. Like, he obviously is suspicious of Vanya for something. But Vanya agrees to just go with Carl since he keeps insisting.
So then at Ray and Allison's house, Ray says that he needs to meet up with another member of their group. And Allison's sitting on the couch and he asks if she wants to come along too. But she tells him that she's not feeling very well. And he says, well, I'll bring you back some soup then. And she stops him before he goes out the door and makes a point to tell him that she loves him.
So then we go to Five and the handler. Five gives her AJ in a bag and tells her that he is done with killing. He only did all of that to save his family, and this was the last time. She hands him a briefcase, and she says that they only have 90 minutes. She never said anything about a time limit before, so Five is obviously angry about this because all of the siblings are scattered across Dallas, all doing their own things, so now he has to find all of them and get them all to the same location in only 90 minutes, which is a lot of pressure. But the handler says it's better with a time limit so nobody suspects anything.
Like, honestly, couldn't she have given him, like, 4 or 5 hours or something? Because if you think about it, in a city that big, I mean, even in the 60s, I'm sure it was still a pretty big city, obviously. How could you even drive across town in 90 minutes, much less gather everyone when they don't have cell phones? He doesn't even know where everyone is. Like, how is that even plausible? Like, I don't know what she was thinking with that.
Exactly. I guess maybe she was thinking since he can teleport, maybe? I don't know.
I guess she must not know him too well because he's not that great at teleporting, to be honest. So I don't know. That's just crazy. And then back at Elliot's house, Luther and Diego are talking about what happened to Elliot, and Diego suspects that it's somebody with the government. And of course, the message that the Swedes left in blood, it says Oga for Oga, and they interpret this as a name, and they think it's Olga for Oga. So they look to see in the phone book to see if anyone is named that, and they do find somebody, and when they get on the phone with her, it's actually an old woman, and Diego takes the phone away from Luther, and he's like, you'll be dead by nightfall. But then Five walks in on all of this, and he says, you guys, it's Swedish for eye for an eye. And then, of course, they realize their mistake, and Diego just hangs up and says, oh, sorry, wrong number.
And honestly, I loved that scene. There's so many good memes that came from that, too. It's so great. Like the reaction that Olga Faroga probably had when she was on the phone answering that call. Like, there's so many good memes from that. And also, another thing I noticed was, how did they not know that? That must have not been one of the languages that they learned, because I know they learned a lot of languages when they were kids.
Yeah, either that or, like, Five learned it in the future, or they just forgot.
Yeah, I think either. I mean, if you know so many languages, you're bound to forget some words, of course. So either they just forgot because they learned a lot of languages as kids, or Five happened to learn some Swedish when he had all those years in the future to do nothing.
Yeah. I feel like that's more plausible because I don't really think Swedish is a language you can really use all that often. So then after this phone mishap, Diego and Luther notice that Five actually has blood all over him, and he starts to scramble to change his clothes.
Then it goes back to the commission, and Lila is there as the handler stops everyone to make the announcement that all 12 members of the board have been assassinated. Herb is also there, and he's wondering how she's in charge, even though she's been demoted. Obviously, she's working the system.
I think she's sus. She's the imposter.
Definitely.
So then back to Five, Diego, and Luther. Five tells Diego and Luther that he actually found a way home back to 2019. He says he made a deal, but he can't tell them the details right now. He tells them all they need to know is they need to be back in the alley that they first appeared in Dallas, in 77 minutes. And Diego is questioning, why would we want to leave when we all have things going on right now? We all have a life. We all have things we're working on. Why would we want to even go back? But Five says it's better if they just all leave now because he thinks it's probably their only chance to go back to their regular lives. And Five reveals to Diego, I think Lila was just using you to get to me. She doesn't even like you. And of course, this makes Diego really mad because they kind of have a connection. And he's super angry. And Five just teleports away.
So then we go back to Klaus and Ben. Klaus is talking over the ground rules with Ben for when they switch bodies. And he thanks him for letting him do this. And Klaus says, just make it quick. And then we get this wonderful scene. We get to see Ben experience the world, the physical world, for the first time in years. And Robert Sheehan's acting, we need to talk about this. He did such a good job. Like, I literally thought that was Ben there. And after watching a few interviews of him talking about it, it sounds like Justin Min sent him some videos of himself, and Robert Sheehan just watched those over and over and just really studied Justin Min and his body language and acting. And that's why it's so perfect. You can really tell, like, he really did his work with that. And I loved it because not for one second did I think that wasn't Ben.
Yeah, his mannerisms, he had them down pat. Like, I don't know how he did that. That just goes to show you how good of an actor he is. Because like Amber was saying, I truly believe, like, it actually looked like Ben inhabiting Klaus's body. It was very impressive.
Like, when I was watching this scene, I was just like, yep, that's Ben.
Yeah, even the way that he talked, like, just tiny little things that just made it all so convincing.
And one thing I also got to say is I loved the song they were playing during this scene. It was called Sister of Pearl. It's so catchy.
Yeah, that's a really good song. I'd never heard it before, but I definitely keep playing that one over and over. It's a good one. Another thing I noticed about this whole sequence here is that it looks like they used a filter or something to make all the colors look so much more vibrant. And I think that was a neat touch to kind of show what it looks like in Ben's eyes. This is his first time being out in the physical world, and it's just everything is so exciting and bright and new to him. And I really liked that they added that touch to it.
Yeah, because you get to kind of see it through his eyes. Like, it's all so vibrant and new, and he hasn't seen it in so many years, and he's just appreciating every little thing. Like, he's eating an orange or a grapefruit. I can't actually tell if that's a giant orange or a grapefruit. And he just bites into it, and it actually looks like the most refreshing fruit. Like, it made me hungry for fruit. Yeah. And then even when he's just standing in the dirt barefoot, he's appreciating the dirt, and he just goes, I love dirt. And then Jill, of all people, joins him to make dirt angels. And it's so adorable.
Yeah, I thought that was so cute. Like, who else would make dirt angels? Like, I love Umbrella Academy, how they do random things like that all the time.
Me too.
And then over to Vanya and Carl. She's driving him to where he needs to be. And they end up arriving to this, like, cow pasture. And Vanya is confused. And she's like, why are we here? And he tries to use this weird analogy about a cow disease, and he tries to scare her away, and it's not really working. But then this part works. He's threatening to send Harlan away if she stays there. He says she needs to have her stuff all packed up and ready to go. She needs to be gone by the time he comes back from his little meeting.
So we go to Allison and Luther. Luther enters Allison's house saying that Five found a way home. And he says there's only 42 minutes before they need to go and leave for 2019. Allison asks, does this mean she'll be able to see Claire again? And honestly, we haven't heard much about Claire, so I'm glad that she mentioned her. And she says she has so much here in the 60s too. And I understand. She must be so torn because either choose between seeing her daughter again and being back in the time she belongs in, or this movement that she's been working so hard toward and her husband that she loves so much. I can't even imagine. She only has 42 minutes to decide. Like, oh, that's so much.
Yeah, like, I think this episode is longer than that.
Yeah. And then Luther says they won't ever get to live normal lives. And they hug, and Ray enters, and he can tell that she's upset.
And then back over to Ben as Klaus, or Ben inhabiting Klaus's body. Jill says that he seems really different today, and Ben says that he hasn't been able to take his eyes off her since she joined the cult. and he asks if he can smell her hair. And there's this really cool shot, this revolving shot that shows Ben and then it shows Klaus again. And I thought that was a really unique way to demonstrate the fact that it's kind of both of them at once. Like, I love the cinematography with this whole couple of scenes with Ben and Klaus. I think they did such a great job. And Jill asks if they can do a little something more, but Ben's really hesitant since, you know, it's not really him. She thinks it's Klaus, and it's kind of weird for him. And he's like, I don't think you know the real me. And she's explaining, like, yeah, you sure do. What about the other week? And Diego interrupts in the middle of this and takes him away.
So then we go back to the commission. The handler is asking for input on some things, but Lila doesn't really seem to care. The handler says, we've achieved our dream. And Lila replies, your dream. Then the handler offers Lila the head of security gig, and she says that yes, she'll accept it if she gets to pick her own team. And the handler agrees.
And then back with Ben again. He tells Diego, it's so good to talk to you. But of course, Diego doesn't know what they just did to switch bodies. And he tells him, hey, it's me, Ben. And he just thinks that Klaus has gotten high again or drunk or something, so he doesn't really believe it. Until he asks him to tell him something that only they would know. And so Ben does exactly that. And Diego knows, oh, this is you. So they hug, and he tells him about how it's him. And I just thought that was the sweetest scene. Like, I love that he was finally able to hug them, because there was that other scene earlier and a couple episodes ago, or the last episode, I can't remember. But he just so badly wanted to tell them, like, hey, guys, I'm here. I love you. And so this was just such a sweet moment. I loved this.
Yes, it was so sweet. It was probably one of the sweetest little scenes the whole season. It was just so pure. And, oh, it was so great because you saw him say, I missed you all a few episodes ago. And then he finally gets to hug him, and it's so emotional. And I know it wasn't just me. I'm sure a lot of people were very emotional during that scene.
Yeah, this one got me for sure. And then Diego, of course, tells him they need to leave right now. And, you know, maybe you should stay in Klaus's body because we need someone responsible. And he tells him, okay, I'll come with you, but I just need 10 minutes. And Diego's like, okay, just meet me in the alley when you're done.
Then we go over to Vanya and Five. And Vanya is driving in her car in one direction. Five is driving in his car in the other direction, and they both just lock eyes. And honestly, this is so meme-worthy. I'm so happy that other people have made a meme out of this. I know I keep mentioning memes today, but there's a lot of memes that happen in this episode.
I know. I was so proud to see this everywhere. Like, even people who didn't watch it, I was like, we've made it. We're official meme territory now. Love it.
It's so good. If you haven't seen it, please go look it up. There's so many possibilities with this meme of them driving past each other. But after that meme-worthy moment happens, they both stop. And Five says that Vanya needs to come with him right away. Vanya wants to bring Sissy and Harlan, though. But Five says, no, they belong in this timeline. And she says, no, they don't influence the timeline. They're insignificant. And he says, nobody is insignificant. They both disagree, and they both get ready to start using their powers. But then they talk a little bit, and Vanya says she just needs to say goodbye first. And Five says, okay, but just meet me in the alley. It's honestly so stressful seeing him try to wrangle everybody up.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, guys, you gotta come. Like, just listen to him for once. Like, you need to make this happen.
I know, right?
And then we catch back up with Diego outside. He's digging a hole to bury Elliot. And Lila comes up, and she has no idea what he's doing, why he's digging the hole. And she asks him if he wants to come work for her in the commission. And Diego's like, I'm just going to save the world and forget about you. Because after what he heard from Five, he just thinks, ah, you used me. I don't even want to talk to you anymore. And so she goes over to Elliot's body, which is covered, and then she notices his painted toenails, and that's what she had been doing earlier when they had him tied up when they first met him. So she knows it's him without even having to see the body. And she's like, is that dentist chair guy? And Diego's like, yeah, it's Elliot. The Swedes got him. And she pulls out a flask. I love that she has a flask. That's so her. And she pretends to toast to Elliot. And she takes a drink. And then she gives him a drink. And turns out she's actually drugging him so that she can bring him with her.
So then we go over to Ray and Allison. Ray asks how much time they have, and Allison says they just have 23 minutes. Allison wants to bring Ray with her, but he doesn't want to leave everything behind and the movement he's been working so hard on behind. So she says, well, I could rumor you to forget about me. And he says he does not want to forget her. He said, I would take my year with you over a lifetime with somebody else. And that is so romantic and sweet. And oh, I wish she could just take him with her or she could stay there, but I know she can't. So this is so hard to watch. And then, of course, if they didn't have enough stress on them, the Swedes arrive at Allison's door.
So then back at Sissy's ranch, Vanya tells Sissy and Harlan that they need to leave immediately. And Sissy says, well, we need to tell Carl first. But Vanya explains he already knows about them and he threatened to send Harlan away because of this fact. So Sissy grabs the coffee can that she mentioned at the beginning of the season and Vanya starts the car.
So then we go back over to the mansion and Keechee is saying goodbye to Klaus, which is still Ben at this point. And he's leaving for the alley because he only has a few minutes. And Keechee says, any last words of wisdom? And Ben quotes a Backstreet Boys song. He like goes, brothers, sisters, everybody sing and all that stuff. And then the Backstreet Boys song starts playing. And that's honestly so iconic.
I know. I feel like they use the most random songs that you wouldn't expect, but it still somehow always matches. Like, I definitely was not anticipating this song at all.
Me neither. Like, who would have thought a Backstreet Boys song would ever have a place in Umbrella Academy? But it actually really works.
I feel like it was someone almost challenged them to work it in. They're like, if you can work this song in successfully, then you've made it. Like, it's great, though. I love it. And then back with Allison and Ray, the Swedes, of course, start to attack them. And they're trying to fight back, and Allison isn't able to talk at the moment because she's so caught off guard and she's out of breath. And so she can't rumor them, so she decides to stab one of them in the eye with a vacuum attachment. So that was pretty resourceful.
She's really good at fighting. I think people underestimate her. She's super powerful.
Yeah, she really is.
Then we go back to the alley. Klaus is trying to get Ben to leave his body, but he keeps fighting back. And if you haven't already, I highly encourage you to watch the Netflix video on this on their YouTube channel. They had Robert Sheehan and Justin Min break down the special effects on this scene. And it's really interesting to know, like, they had to, like, kind of choreograph the movements of Klaus trying to pull Ben out of his body. And it was really interesting hearing about their experience acting out that scene. And I highly recommend it if you love the behind-the-scenes stuff. So after that happens, Luther and Five see Klaus and he arrives and just projectile vomits all over the alley. And they actually don't know that Ben was in there. And they only have 8 minutes to go at this point. And so we only have three of all of the siblings. We still need three more.
And wasn't back to like some of the special effects. What did they end up using for the scene for the puke? Like, wasn't it? I can't remember what. I think Justin Min mentioned it at some point.
He said it was like oatmeal or something.
Oh, that makes sense. But like, it looks so realistic. It's hard to even see it as that. It's like, oh, that's so gross. And he had to like lay in it there for a while.
Yeah, and he said it got really uncomfortable. He talked about it a bit on some of his social media accounts. He even posted some behind the scenes pictures of him covered in the puke. It was really funny.
And then cutting back to Allison and Ray, they continue fighting with the Swedes, and Allison finally catches her breath and can use her voice, and she rumors one of the Swedes to kill the other Swede. And after she does this, she's looking at the clock, and she's like, I know I gotta leave soon, so she's really anxious to get going.
Then we switch back to Vanya, Sissy, and Harlan, and they're in the car driving away. They finally decided to leave. And then they see cop cars blocking the road. And Sissy left a note. I can't believe it. I can't believe she would do that. Like, I understand, like, she didn't want to just leave him with no explanation, but dang, she should have known. So then we go back to the commission again, and Diego wakes up in the handler's office, and Lila says, "Meet my mother. Mother, this is Diego, my boyfriend."
That's the kind of introduction you want. You get drugged and brought to someone, and I guess you're not aware of it, but you're their boyfriend. Like, what? What
kind? I know,
that's,
right?
That's weird stuff right there. And then back in the alley, because Ben, you know, he puked him out, Klaus has no idea why he's there. So I guess this confirms that he's not really fully conscious whenever Ben takes over his body. So he's just, he has no idea how he even got there. And Five is really upset because it's just those three, and he can't believe that they couldn't make the deadline. And the briefcase activates, and Five has to just throw it back into the little time portal, and they've run out of time. They didn't make the deadline.
So then we go back to Vanya, Sissy, and Harlan. The cops are blocking the road, and one of the cops is Sissy's brother-in-law, also Carl's brother. And earlier in the season, Sissy actually mentioned this, that Carl's brother was a cop, so we can assume that he went and called him after he saw that note. He gets out, he goes up to the car, and he says that they need to get out of the car, and he says Carl is worried about Harlan. Vanya says she doesn't want to hurt him. He kind of scoffs at her because obviously she's small. She doesn't seem like she's very powerful, but she actually is. She gets out of the car and uses her power to knock the two cops down, but a third one comes and knocks her out. Sissy rushes to go and help her, and that is where we leave the episode.
Yeah, so I'd like to see what the aftermath of all of this is going to be, because obviously they didn't make the deadline, so what are they going to do now? They'll have to figure out something pretty quick.
Yeah, how are they going to get back to 2019? I guess we'll see in the next episode.
Yeah, and how awkward is that going to be to say, oh yeah, we have to go back, and then, you know, everyone go back, oh, it's a false alarm, we actually don't have to leave, sorry guys.
Yeah. Like,
how do you backtrack that? That's awkward.
So next, I think it's time to mention some of the news that we've learned.
Yeah, there's been quite a bit of stuff this week. The Umbrella Academy was nominated for a People's Choice Award, which is amazing. They got nominated in the Sci-Fi Fantasy Show of 2020 category. And the voting for this is open until October 23rd. And you can do this on their website at pca.eonline.com.
And you can vote 25 times per day.
Wow, I didn't realize that they let you vote that many times. That's crazy.
Yeah, I vote so many times, almost hundreds by now.
Yeah, because I guess in the course of 4 days' time, you could have voted 100 times. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool. If you're really committed, we can get them to win. And Variety came out with a list called Top Streaming Titles by Time Spent. And The Umbrella Academy was at the top of the list for August at 7.1% of total time spent. So to put this in perspective, they counted minutes from like pretty much all of the streaming platforms, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple TV, and 7.1% of the whole entire viewing minutes was The Umbrella Academy in August. So that is a pretty big feat to be at the top, not only of Netflix, but just all the streaming services together. So that's cool. And then Forbes also released a list for the 10 longest number one streaks on Netflix this year. And The Umbrella Academy is second place on this one at 15 days at number one. And of course, first place was Tiger King at 27 days, which makes sense because that was at the height of quarantine. So it's still a pretty good feat that they were able to make it to number two. So that's really cool.
Definitely. And then we have some casting news as well. Tom Hopper was just announced to be cast in a reboot of Resident Evil. It seems like it might be shooting soon as well, so that'll be something to look forward to if you want some new Tom Hopper content in your life. And then Dark Horse Comics announced that a Klaus comic figurine and art print is available. It'll be limited edition, and there's only 300 available. They're pretty expensive, but if you're a collector, they're really going fast and there's only a few. So check that out on darkhorsecomic.com if you get the chance. And then my favorite piece of news is that the Earthlocker podcast with Robert Sheehan and Tom Hopper finally released their first few episodes this week. And I listened to all six of them the day they came out. I listened to all of them. They were all so good. It's available anywhere you get your podcasts, and I highly recommend listening to it if you enjoy Tom Hopper or Robert Sheehan. They don't talk about Umbrella Academy much on the podcast. It's more about the earth, health, and other things like that. It's very interesting, very educational, and it's just so fun to hear those two talk. They also have a friend named Byron Knight, who is also a host on there, and he is a great contributor to the conversation, and they have different guests on each episode. It's so fun, and they've been releasing a lot of episodes lately, and so if you love podcasts like me, you will definitely love the podcast. They haven't mentioned much about Umbrella Academy yet, but if they do, I will keep you guys updated.
Yeah, I think that's really cool that they have an outlet for people to kind of get to know them a little bit better besides just their persona on the show and, you know, behind the scenes things and interviews for Umbrella Academy. The fact that they're just able to talk on there and be themselves and speak about things that they're interested in, I think is really cool.
Yeah, you really get to see what they're passionate about and what they're into. And it's really fun. If you really want to get to know who they are beyond just their characters as Klaus and Luther, I highly recommend it. Well, we also want to try a new segment on our podcast. We want to do some Umbrella Academy quizzes and trivia. I think that would be really fun. If you guys like this, we can continue to do this as well.
Yeah, we just thought it would be kind of a nice way to have some fun, get to know us time, and still talk about Umbrella Academy and just kind of goof around, because who doesn't want that?
Yeah, we can all like test our knowledge together.
Yeah. So the first quiz that we have here that we'll do for this episode today is from BuzzFeed, and it's called Only the Umbrella Academy Experts Can Correctly Identify 10 out of 14 of These Iconic Quotes. This sounds fun.
So, Cassie, you read the questions. I'll do my best to try and answer these. Or do you want to answer them together? How should we do this?
Maybe we should alternate.
Okay. So we're going to alternate it. And you guys feel free to play along. See if you can get more right answers than we can.
Okay. So the first quote is, "You guys are scarier without the masks." And the options for this are the handler, Klaus, Five, or Vanya.
Okay, I'm going to give you guys some time to think of a question or of the answer because I know this one. Boo, okay. Boo, 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 boo. That was Klaus. He said that to Cha-Cha and Hazel. Or was it just Hazel?
Yeah, it says it's correct. Yeah, Klaus said it when Hazel and Cha-Cha kidnapped him.
Bing, bing, bing.
You got a point.
One correct answer for me. Did you guys get that?
All right, so okay. I'll let you read the next one.
So the next quote is that my skirt?
I think I know this one.
Was that said by the handler, Vanya, Allison, or Klaus? Give you guys some time. And Cassie, what do you think the answer is?
Allison.
Let's see. Ding, 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 ding. Allison did say that. She said that to Klaus when he was wearing her skirt in season one, episode one.
All right. 2 points. 2 for 2.
Bring it on. Come on. This is too easy.
Yeah, I know. So the next one is, you're just as messed up as the rest of us. And the options are Vanya, Luther, Diego, or Hazel.
Okay, we'll give you guys some time because I know this one as well.
Do we have any other waiting music besides Jeopardy? Do, 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 do. That's the only one I know.
That is Luther.
You yes. are correct.
He was saying that to Vanya, right?
Yep, that's what it says.
Oh, 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 oh.
Nice.
Okay, so I have 2 points.
Well, I only have one question so far. 3 collective points.
Okay, next question. You are depriving some village of their idiot. This is one of my favorite quotes.
Oh, yeah. I don't even need you to read it, but we'll read it anyway.
Okay, I don't even think I need to give you the options on this, but okay. Was that Five, Diego, Klaus, or Allison?
And we'll give you an obligatory moment of silence to pause if you want to think about it.
Okay. Cassie, what do you think the answer is?
That was Klaus.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, I love this scene. This was when he was in the veterans bar and he was going back to look at that picture of Dave and he was trying to like reminisce and they didn't believe he was a veteran. And then he got in a fight with that other veteran and then he said that iconic line.
Yes, I love that so much. Yeah, we're doing pretty good. But this is also pretty easy.
This is really easy. Like, come on. Challenge us.
Come on, guys. Okay, so the next one is, I would rather chew off my own foot.
That's another quote. I love this quote.
We'll still read it. So Lila, Diego, Chacha, or Five?
Do-do-do.
Moment of silence.
That was Five in the bowling alley in season one. He was talking to Kenny's mom,
yes,
right?
Yes, you are correct.
When she asked him if he wanted to bowl. Yeah. And he said, I'd rather chew off my own foot.
That mysterious extra lady that's ding, ding, everywhere. Ding.
Yay. Okay, we've got all the questions right.
Honestly,
so far.
There's times where I'd rather chew off my own foot than like do stuff like that. So exactly. I know where he's coming from.
Okay, next quote is, if you believe in yourself just once, great things are going to happen for you. Was that Allison, Sir Reginald Hargreaves, Vanya, or Five?
Wow, okay. I'm not going to lie. I do need to think about this one for a minute.
Well, it's kind of like a general statement. That could technically be said by anyone and I would believe it. So I'll read it again.
Can you read it again?
If you believe in yourself just once, great things are going to happen for you. Was that Allison, Reginald, Vanya, or Five?
Oh, man. Was it Allison?
Let's see. Aw, first incorrect one.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So it was Vanya.
It
doesn't
say
when she said it or who she said it to.
Well, that's not fair to not provide context.
Tell me, did you guys get that right?
Dang.
Honestly, I don't really remember that one being said.
Okay, good. Okay. I'm glad it's not just me because I was just like, wait.
No, I wouldn't have got that one either. You could make an argument for any of them to say, and I would believe it.
Oh, man. Okay.
What's the next question?
Let's hope we can get the next one. Sorry about that. We're all looking for happy. Was it Five, Lila, the Handler, or Leonard Peabody?
Oh, man. I don't know this one either.
I am not going to lie. I don't know this
they
either.
They trick you with the easy ones first to build up your confidence.
Yeah, make you feel a little bit too confident.
And then they give you just really vague lines. Okay. So it's we're all looking for happy.
Yeah.
And that's Klaus.
No, Five, Lila, the Handler, or Leonard.
Okay. Five, Vanya.
Five, Lila, the Handler, or Leonard.
Okay.
Just making up your own answers there.
Yeah. I don't know. For some reason, I kind of feel like the Handler would say that.
All right. Final answer?
Yes.
I don't know what it is, so. Oh, it was her.
Yes.
It says she was talking to Five.
She was. I wonder what season that was on.
Was it season one?
Okay, wouldn't that be funny if this has happened on the episodes we haven't seen yet, and that's why we're getting it wrong?
Oh.
Just kidding.
Maybe. That could be. That's a possibility.
Or I just wasn't paying attention as much as I thought. I wasn't streaming between the lines like I thought I was.
I feel like we're going to kick ourselves when we look this up. it's your turn now.
Okay, so next one. Okay, I mean, this was literally in the trailer. So this one's pretty easy. Unfortunately, ghosts can't time travel.
Oh, yeah.
Was that Ben, Five, Klaus, or Diego?
We'll give you guys a moment. Thankfully, I know this one this time. So that was Klaus.
Yes, that was Klaus when they asked him if Ben was there. And he just said, oh, unfortunately, Ben's
can't time travel.
Unfortunately, ghosts can't time travel. And Ben's like, are you kidding me? Okay.
All right. Oh, of course. They gave us another easy one to make us feel stupid again. Okay. I heard a rumor you punched yourself in the face. Was it Diego, Allison, young Allison, or Vanya? We'll give you a moment to think, audience.
Okay, it's been a moment. That was adult Allison.
And you, my friend, are correct.
Yay!
It says she, well, we know this already, but she said it to Diego after he said she never uses her powers.
So, and that was hilarious, yeah. By the way. Also, I felt bad for him, but still, it was funny.
Yeah.
Okay, the next quote is, "I saved your stupid life." Was that Diego, Luther, Lila, or the handler?
Give you a moment and myself a moment to think for a minute. Okay, I hope I'm correct, but I believe it was Lila.
Okay, let's see. It was Lila.
Okay, good. You kind of had me for a minute there.
It's weird. On here it says she was talking to Five or Diego. Do they not know who wow. she's talking to?
Who did this?
She should make to Five one. Or Diego. Yeah, we should
you
make one.
You can submit quizzes on there, right? We should do it.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. It's got to be better than this one. But I mean, there was one question I didn't know, so. Okay, so next question. The last time I saw this one, she had me suspended mid-air, sucking the life out of me with energy tentacles. Was it Luther, Diego, Five, or Klaus?
I don't recall off the top of my head who said that.
I know, I had to stop and think, too.
Can you give me the options again?
Yeah. Luther, Diego, Five, or Klaus?
I don't know. I don't specifically remember Klaus saying this, but I'm going to go with Klaus.
All right. Let's see. It was actually Diego that said it.
Dang.
All it says is he said it to Vanya when they got reunited, which I knew what scene they were talking about. I just couldn't remember who said that.
Dang.
It's all right, though.
Well, when I do a rewatch, I'm going to specifically look out for these lines.
Yeah, it says if you get 10 out of 14, you're an expert. So as long as we could even miss two more and still be an expert.
Perfect. Okay, we'll just ace these.
You know you're an expert if BuzzFeed tells you.
Okay, the next one is, I would rather take my year with you over a lifetime with anyone else. We just talked about that.
So this is basically a quiz to see if you actually listened to the whole episode or not. So judging you if you didn't pay attention to that part. No.
So we just mentioned this. We just talked about this on the podcast, but here's the options just in case. Maybe you were busy doing something else. The options are Luther, Raymond, Allison, or Sissy.
And some time to pause. I've always wanted to say that. You want to pause here for a minute. It's like those interactive, like, wow, this is going to make me sound old, but it says VHS tapes, like those adventures, are like, pause right now to solve the mystery or something.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
anyways,
so
it was Raymond.
Yes, it was Raymond when he was talking to Allison on whether or not she should take him to 2019 or if she should stay in the 60s. We just talked about it. And that's another correct question. Okay, or correct answer, I should say.
So our next one is, I missed you all so much. And we actually did mention this line in today's episode as well.
Yes, we did. And it's honestly, oh, it's such a sweet line. It's so cute.
Don't give it away. Choices. The choices are Vanya, Allison, Ben, and Klaus. So we'll give you a moment to ponder. So what do you think?
That was Ben.
And of course, you are correct.
Yes, it was when Ben was sitting there. He saw the whole family back together. And he just said, I missed you all. They didn't hear him, but it was just so sweet.
I know. And actually, I can't remember if it was on Twitter or Instagram, but Justin Min mentioned on this line that he had just gotten, like, dental surgery of some kind, so he couldn't open his mouth all the way. So, like, I purposely went back to that scene and watched it, and you could tell he wasn't opening his mouth as much, but honestly, I wouldn't have noticed that unless he pointed it out. So there's a little fun fact for you.
Yes. Okay. Next line is, The ties that bind you together make you stronger than you are alone. Was that Hargreaves? 5, the Handler, or Hazel?
I'm not 100% certain on this, but I think I know who it sounds like. I think it was Reginald.
And you would be correct.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That was Reginald. And that's the end of the quiz. We got 12 out of 14.
Yeah.
And it says, you're a huge fan. Amazing. You sure know a lot about this show. Are you sure you aren't one of the Umbrella Academy members? You've definitely given this show a lot of thought and may have even rewatched it a couple times. Good work. They would be right. We have rewatched it so many times. I love this show with a passion. So I'm glad. I'm kind of disappointed I didn't get all 14, or that we didn't get all 14, but we got 12 out of 14, which is more than 10. I'm satisfied. How many did you guys get? Let us know.
Yeah. You should leave us like a comment or something on Instagram or one of our posts, or tweet us or email us or something. We'll be there. So yeah, let us know. That'd be fun to hear.
That was fun. I want to start doing that every week.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a fun way to lighten it up at the end and just do something silly. So I like that.
I like that's interactive too. Like, it's, you get to play along.
Yeah, and I had to think about that one. It's like some of them, I was like, oh, okay. But we'll try to see if there's like a really challenging one maybe next time or something. We'll find something for next week.
Yeah, or if you have one that you want to hear us do, if you have like trivia or a quiz or anything like that that has to do with Umbrella Academy that you want us to do, send it our way. I'd love to try it.
Yeah, absolutely. I would totally love that. Or even like make your own BuzzFeed quiz or something, or if you think we should make one for you guys.
Or you
like,
can so send
you guys
us,
could play along.
They
or
could
something.
Send us questions.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd love that.
Yeah, let's do that every week. We'll just make that a new portion of our podcast if you guys like it.
Yeah, that's super fun. And well, I'm glad I'm not completely ignorant on the quotes. So.
Yeah, and I think that is a really great place to end it. Yeah. That was a really good episode.
Yeah, I hope you guys had fun too. And as always, let us know what you think. You can send us an email at streambetween@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on all of our socials at StreamBetween.
If you enjoy what you're hearing on our podcast, make sure to leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts and anywhere else that you listen to your podcasts. And if you think someone that you know might enjoy it, make sure to send it their way and subscribe to us so you can hear all the latest episodes as soon as they're released.
Thanks for listening to Stream Between the Lines. I'm Amber.
And I'm Cassie.
See you next time.